This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged. Let's go.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, everybody.
What is the crack?
I'm hungry.
I'm David. Nice to meet you.
We, Smoke and Mirrors, Fiona's on the show tomorrow, but we recorded it yesterday. I am so disappointed with my choice for breakfast yesterday. So we went out after the show for breakfast with Fiona. I got Eggs Benedict.
I got two sausages, two rashers, and scrambled eggs.
I was so jealous of you. You had the best breakfast.
It was fucking savage.
I thought Fiona's breakfast.
Do you know why, though? Because I didn't order off the menu. You can't order just a breakfast. Like, I was just like, do you know what? I'm sick of this. I'm a grown adult. I'm nearly 31 years old. I'm 31 next week. I should be able to order whatever breakfast food I want. And so it's like, I felt like Peter Griffin in Family Guy when he asked for a shepherd's pie. And they're like, we don't have shepherd's pie. And then he's like, well, do you have carrots? Do you have peas? Did you ever see that? No.
Hold do you on. Like shepherd's pie, Dave? It's no. So good.
Shepherd's lamb.
Oh yeah, it's nice.
Oh no, hold on, here we go. This is two, isn't it?
It's like people can't stop Peter from ordering shepherd's pie. And what can I get for you, sir?
I'll have the shepherd's pie.
I'm sorry, but that's not on the menu.
Well, do you have potatoes?
Yes.
Butter?
Yes.
Cream?
Yes.
Salt?
Yes.
Pepper?
Yes.
Garlic?
Yes.
Onions?
Yes.
Lamb?
Yes.
Carrots?
Yes.
Eggs?
Yes.
Flour?
Yes.
So that's the,
I'm confused about what's eggy and floury in a shepherd's pie, pretty.
Yeah, that's actually a very good point. Maybe they're making a pie with an actual crust. But
I think what happened when the plates came over yesterday was Dave had a lovely plate of food. Fiona, they were really generous with the pancakes. They were lovely, like thick pancakes. Lovely. And there was three
I didn't
of them.
Know you were jealous of my choice.
Yeah.
Our plates looked really good. Empty by comparison. Do you know what I mean? Because there were just too little.
I'd say mine was the most expensive, though.
I have the receipt at home. I'll have a look. Eggs Benedict, whenever I see it, I'm like, it's always a great choice, but it is a measly amount. Because
what is the sauce?
Hollandaise sauce.
Oh, that's like too much sauce. No matter what, that's too much sauce. No matter what sauce it is.
I think
unless
hollandaise
it's
sauce, I'd like always to be given the opportunity to pour it myself.
It's gravy sauce. 087-711-1038.
Because I feel like sometimes they absolutely drown the eggs in it and it's rotten. Whereas if they just put it in a little mini jug and then you can do your own. But you were disappointed you wanted runnier eggs.
Yeah, runnier eggs and just more food. Like I
had Dave's toast.
And Fiona had two sausages. She ate one and a third and then they took the sausage away.
And you were going to eat that.
I really wanted it, but I wasn't going to chase after the sausage.
I had thoughts of saying,
that's your Saturday night, what?
Let's go! With David, Fiona in the morning.
Hello there, what's happening?
Good morning, welcome to Thursday. I spent the whole of yesterday thinking it was Thursday. It's only Thursday today, that sucks.
Oh, that's not good, is it?
Yeah, not fun.
Stay behind yourself.
What was I going to say? I was in the gym yesterday and there was this guy who I always see in the gym. No matter what time I go, he seems to be there.
I have that with boxing as well. If I mix up times of day or different trainers just to suit schedule, there's certain people that I'm like, how many times do you come here a day?
Yeah. No, some people are just mad into it.
It's amazing, yeah.
And so I was getting changed and he was kind of beside me. So I just said, can I just ask, how long have you been doing this consistently? Because the man looks perfect.
He's like, a great Nick.
There's no flaw. At all. Do you know what I mean? He is muscles
Maybe
on his muscles.
He's a horrible person.
He's really not. I talked to him. He's a lovely person. He has muscles on his muscles. Do you know what I mean? They're insane. And I was like, how consistent? He was like, oh man, I've been doing this a couple of years. Like, he was like, every day. I was like, 2 hours? And he was like, yeah, about that. I was like, every day. And he was like, yeah, for about 15 years. And I was like, okay, fair enough. And I was like, right.
No, he's doing it 15 years now.
Yeah, just like getting himself buff, like getting himself huge. He just does it because he prefers it than not doing it. And I was just like, right, okay, interesting. And I was like, can I ask you about like food and stuff? And he was just like, well, he was like, I don't like bad things. He was like, when I go on holidays and like we indulge and stuff like that, he was like, I feel crap after it, so I prefer to eat healthy. And I was like, right, okay. And he was like, I haven't had a full bag of chips in 15 years. And I was like, oh my God.
Has he had, okay, so he's had
I had two last week. I just think it's nuts. If you want to look like that, like that perfect, it's unachievable unless you lock in for like 15 years.
Well, I think it's great that you discovered that so you can calm down because you're obsessed with
it. I know, but at the same time, I think, have some fun.
I know, but I think it's funny. Some people just don't have a sweet tooth or don't have an urge to like for example, yesterday in the shop, there was mini eggs.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'll pick them up. And like, I couldn't stop.
Mm.
I was like, have a couple and put them away. Like, some people are just like, I'll have my one mini egg.
My housemate,
and that's
got
my chocolate fix for the day.
My housemate got COVID a couple of years ago and lost all her taste and smell, so she could eat whatever she wanted.
Mm.
And so she ate loads of Edge and just got really, really like fit.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn it, I wish that could happen to me. Listen, GAA and the Gaelic Players Association, or the GPA today, or the other day, have announced a 3-year partnership with Bachelor's Beans.
Okay, big.
Who are now the official beans partner of the GAA and the GPA.
Not wrong with that, bit random. Who was like their previous sponsor until now?
I don't know who their official beans partner was.
Oh, right, okay.
Who would know? I'd imagine Heinz or Lidl.
Oh yeah,
I'm not entirely sure. Yeah. But I know you've been dying to find out who the beans partner was, so there it is. It's Bachelors. Congratulations. You can sleep at night now.
Thank you.
Bachelors have been baking their beans in a factory in Cabra since 1935. I did not know that. And it's the brand, that's when they created the brand's famous secret sauce.
I wonder what kind of videos the players will have to do now to meet the criteria. Like,
funny you say that, because I saw a photo of one of the girls from the GPA in the changing room with a Bachelor's jersey on and about 40 cans of beans stacked up behind her, as if that's what her locker is full of.
Of course, yeah. Before I play a game, I like to eat the raw beans.
One or two cans would have been enough, but no, they really wanted a home. Like, the one or two cans is just for like a random sponsorship. This is a beans partnership.
Now, I could be wrong when it comes to beans, but I just don't know if it's the best thing to eat right before you exercise, because doesn't it make you very...
As much as I know about you, you're never very wrong about beans.
What do you mean?
I just feel like you know your beans.
But we know the rhyme, and the rhyme's there for a reason. It makes you fart and go to the toilet. So
does
before
it?
You go out, beans are good for your heart. The more you eat, the more you fart. The more you fart, the better you feel. So eat your beans with every meal.
I don't think that's true, though. Is it?
I think it is. It moves things along for you.
I would highly doubt it. But anyway, I thought this was kind of funny, because I get like having a media partner, and I get maybe having a drink partner or something like that if you're selling it at a game. But a beans partner is quite funny. So I can't wait to find out who the hash brown partner is and the toast partner. But they aren't the only funny partnerships, right? So we're going to play a game. Was it a real partnership, or have I completely made it up?
Lovely.
Subway, the official partner for the Olympics. Now explain why that's funny.
Because Subway is... cake.
It's cake. It's officially cake in Ireland.
So probably not the healthiest. And the Olympics is for elite athletes. So you'd imagine something a little bit more healthy. So I'm going to say that's a lie.
Subway is the official partner, sandwich partner for the Olympics. There you go.
Make it make sense. I'm about to go and win a gold medal in the 400 meter sprint. I'm going to get a foot long into me before I do that.
Yeah. The White Lotus, the official TV show partner for Curry's PC World.
How does that even work?
I'd imagine in all curries they show the White Lotus on the TVs.
On screens, yeah. I think that's a bit random, so I'm going to say that's true.
No, it's fake. I made that up. Ha-ha! Persil, the official fabric care partner for Arsenal Football Club.
That's true.
It is true. Persil are the official fabric care partner for Arsenal.
Do you know what made me think that's true? Because I remember the days when I played GA or whatever, and like... the jerseys would have to come home with you every now and again to get washed.
It
like
makes sense, because Arsenal are washed. Nah, they did just get Champions League semi-final, so whatever. Snickers, the official chocolate bar of Mayo GAA.
God, that's a big pull for Mayo to pull in Nestle. I'm going to say that's a lie.
It is a lie, I made that up. Amazon, the official online retail partner for all concerts at the Academy.
Nah, that's not true.
No, I made that up, yeah. It's very hard to make up these.
Yeah.
National Vehicle Assistance, the official vehicle collision recovery and storage management partner for West Ham.
Wow.
Do you want me to go it again?
Yeah, tell me again. There's a lot there.
National Vehicle Assistance. NVA. They are the official vehicle collision recovery and storage management partner for West Ham.
That's true.
It would be impossible to make that up. Yes, that is true. It's genuinely a partnership. Dulux are the official paint partner for Spurs.
Nah, you made that up.
I didn't. That's real.
What? They have paint partners.
They have paint partners. See, this is what I'm talking about. Why do you have these kind of partners? Why do you need a beans partner?
Sorry, could we have way more sponsors on our show for loads of random bits?
That's what I'm saying. Like, honestly, tea could be our drink sponsor or something like that. Chadwicks are the official power tool partner of Dublin GAA.
Yeah, go on.
I made that up.
Damn it.
But it would make sense if they were going to do that.
I was getting too cocky.
Intel are the official processor supplier of Longitude Festival.
Nah, you made that up.
I made that
up. It's a good one though, well done.
Golf Lubricants, official oil and lubricant partner for Manchester United.
What do you lubricate a golf stick for?
I have no idea.
Do people actually do, yeah?
Sorry, it's not golf, it's Gulf Lubricants. Sorry, Gulf Lubricants. That's the brand. Gulf Lubricants, the official oil and lubricant partner for Manchester United.
Yeah, go on.
It is real.
Wow.
I don't know why, but it is real. Who's your beans partner, Manchester United? Because I know a guy.
So just to be clear, the GAA's new sponsor isn't beans. It's their beans sponsor. Sorry, it's their beans specific partner, not their main sponsor.
Bachelors aren't like, they're not, it's not the GAA brought to you by beans or by Bachelors.
Yeah, yeah.
It's now just, they're the beans sponsor.
That's hilarious.
But do you know the way, like Longitude, like Spin 103.8 is the media partner for Longitude. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
So that's media part.
So that's media part. I think that makes sense. A beans partner, I think, is a bit silly.
I'd like to bring in, can we bring in loads of new potential opportunities on the show for random sponsors?
Please.
Our Tame Impala sponsor is this particular person. And then our Ella Langley sponsor is this person.
No, I think Ella Langley would be the sponsor. Our singer sponsor is Ella Langley.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
You
makes sense.
Me.
Here's Tame Impala now with Jenny. This is Dracula. You're listening to Spin.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We've been getting to know each other on the show for the last 24 hours, even though we've worked together for 4 years and me and Emma have known each other for 10 years. We've still been getting to know each other. Reason being, I came across a TikTok yesterday that was basically this girl saying, here's a load of things I want my boyfriend to know about me and things she tells her boyfriend. And I thought they were quite interesting. Sounded like this.
More things your boyfriend should know about you. What shape of glass you want when you ask for a glass of water.
Yes.
He should know whether you're more of a sandcastles kid or a dig a big hole kid. If you ever had braces, and if yes, if you then used the retainer according to instructions.
So then I was like, oh, do you know what? I'm going to do that for Emma. I'm going to tell her random things throughout my life that I feel like she should know if she knows me for 10 years. Now you'll know me even more.
Totally. Yep.
So I gave you some of these examples. I once ate a penguin bar in the middle of a tennis lesson and the tennis instructor gave out to me. My childhood teddy was called Bunny. My tea has to be in a big smooth mug or I won't like it. I always choose Yoshi in Mario Kart. When I was a child at my babysitter, she gave me a sandwich that I didn't like, so I flushed it down the toilet.
These are great. Because it's just those things that, like, yeah, it might come up in natural conversation across 20 years, but when you just have to think about it and spit them out, you're like, these are great little facts about you I just wouldn't have known.
So there's loads of little random things that Pippa knows about my family now, or loads knows about my childhood. So what I thought is, Emma, could you do the same for me, just so I feel like I can know you better?
100%. I've been thinking about this since, so I'll bring you on my little journey. I don't like when the previous Hoover user doesn't turn it off, and when you go to use it connects to the power, it comes on automatically. It's very loud.
I've never figured out how to put that into words, how much that annoys me.
It's very loud and it always gives me a fright.
Same with the hairdryer.
Thank you.
Turn the hairdryer off. Don't just flick it off.
Totally. I had a teacher called Miss Kavanagh in junior and senior infants in Dublin, and when I moved to Waterford I cried for weeks about her, and we became occasional pen pals until I was about 10.
That's cute.
I like parallel parking and will always opt to reverse in, even if it's quite simple to drive straight in.
Love.
My brother-in-law makes the weakest and milkiest tea, and I hate when he makes me tea, but I can't tell him.
Is that David?
That's David. I have OCD and I have to turn off every socket's power switch before I go to bed. It annoys people, i.e. Jack, when they use the kettle in the morning and don't realise it's off, taking ages to boil.
Interesting. I didn't know you did that. Mm. So every switch, bar like the fridge,
I turn them all off.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really annoying for people. Hey, can't help it. I used to hide my favourite toys in play school so no one else could play with them, and then my mum would watch me go and find them in the morning and her and the teacher would laugh at me.
That's genius. My mum used to do the same for the Next sales. She'd go in and hide the clothes she wanted before they go on sale.
That's great. Yeah. What a queen.
She'd hide them in the middle of clothes, like underneath racks, and then go up on when they were on sale and be like, is that on sale? They'd be like, oh, it is actually.
It's a genius tip, that is. I'm going to start doing that in Zara. I found it really funny that kids in Waterford call trousers pants, because that's what we called knickers in Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
Just good humour when I was 6. I first tried coleslaw after a horse riding accident when I was a tween. My aunt and uncle brought a homemade sandwich with really thick ham and coleslaw in a super quinn fresh roll to the hospital, and I still think about that sandwich to this day.
To the hospital?
Yeah, that's where I was.
Oh, you had an accident?
Yeah, it was brilliant. On
that wasn't clear, I don't think, in the sentence. It was just like, I was just once after horse riding, I had coleslaw. They brought it to me in the hospital. Didn't give us any context there.
Yeah, sorry. So I ended up in the hospital for a horse riding accident and they brought in this delicious sandwich. Oh, I still think about it. On injuries, I broke my leg when I was small and I still can't do the breaststroke properly since my left leg doesn't kick around in the circle like it's meant to, and I find that really frustrating. Hydrangeas are my favourite flowers, but geraniums are a close second.
Okay.
I rate plants more than flowers because flowers are already dead.
Love.
I think that's always a bit sad.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Whereas if you give me a plant, I can plant it and then I can always have my own flowers.
That's true. That's fair.
The first crush that kept me up at night was Chris Doran, who won Eurostar 2003-2004. Thought about him far too much.
Chris Doran.
What Time Is It, Mr. Wolf, in my opinion, is the best childhood game. First period to Tip the Can or Duck Duck Goose. And I loved being both roles in What Time Is It, Mr. Wolf. I think that's why I liked it, because I didn't mind if I wasn't on, because I found it just as fun as being off and trying to catch up to the wolf.
I'm really impressed at this by you. Like, you came up with all that on your own. Even though you,
on your own.
Even though that all happened to you, you were able to think about all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and it's...
These are obviously things that live rent-free in your head. I thought that was just me who constantly thought about the fact that I ate a chocolate bar during a tennis lesson once.
I know. And then sometimes it's only when you're forced to sit down and really be with yourself that you think about these things and you go, God, that was a nice little moment between me and me.
Interesting.
So thank you.
Yeah, it's kind of like journaling and kind of like going back to relive it or something.
It was good. What's the best thing you learned about me this morning?
I enjoyed the light switch thing as well, because I feel like that's quite a thing a lot of people do. And the Hoover thing was interesting. Very, very interesting. I know a lot more about you know. Callum, you do tomorrow. I want you to do tomorrow.
Callum!
Okay.
Yeah. Well, I want to find out more about you.
And they all be, I'm from England.
Yeah. Right, we Callum, actually know that. Shocking. Yeah.
It's actually not groundbreaking.
We've teamed up with Wellfest. They're back and they are Europe's largest health, fitness and wellness festival, and it's happening on Saturday 9th and Sunday 10th of May at the Royal Hospital Kilmainham, which sounds like ages away, but it's only a couple of weeks away,
isn't it? Yeah, we're flying through the month at the moment. It's going to be filled with energy, movement, music, a vibrant lineup of fitness experiences, wellness activities, expert talks and live entertainment, all set in a dynamic outdoor environment. Lots of people want to go for the full weekend, and that includes Hannah, who's there this morning. How are you?
Yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, good. And what's the plan for the day? Are you off to work or college, or what's the plan?
Yeah, I started a new job, so I'm just driving into my old office.
Explain.
Why? Yeah, why?
So I transitioned in my current job.
All right.
So I'm basically in between companies.
Okay, so you're kind of doing...
So I'm still going to my old job.
You're kind of doing both jobs at the moment, are you?
Yes and no.
You've mentally moved on to the new job, but you still have to finish up in the old job. You're doing out your notice, basically.
Yeah, it's kind of more seeing my friends, to be honest.
Okay, right, okay. Well, you're having fun, and that's all that matters. And congratulations on the new job. You're dying to go to Wellfest. Are you someone who is like interested in going to Wellfest, but also going to electric picnic?
Are you a fitness person or a festival person?
Oh, I'd say a bit of both.
Yeah, good. Nice. Fair enough. All right, well, let's see if we can send you to Wellfest. Basically, we are going to be shown words in studio, Hannah, and all to do with Wellfest and wellness, and we have to describe them to you without using those words. Basically, it's like a game of heads up. Are you any good at that?
I think so.
Okay, you'll be grand. You have to guess 3 words in 30 seconds to win those weekend passes. Who would you like to do your describing this morning, Emma or Dave?
We'll do Dave.
All right, let's do it, Hannah. Right,
Dave,
here we
come
go.
On, no pressure.
30 seconds on the clock.
First word coming at you in 3, 2, 1.
All right, this is the most famous boxer in Ireland.
Katie Taylor.
No, the other one. She's in the Olympics.
Oh my God,
pass.
I don't know her name.
Pass. This is where you go to get fit. Has the weights, has the...
The gym.
Yeah, perfect. This is what you do before you go to the gym. You're going to lean to the left and you're going to lean to the right.
Stretches.
Yeah, there you go. And this is, he's married to Vogue Williams.
Spencer...
Matt.
I can't think of his name.
Yeah, we'll give you Spencer. Spencer Matthews. I'm not describing anymore. Well done, Hannah. Congratulations. You have won yourself weekend passes to Wellfest.
Oh, thank you so much.
It was Kelly Harrington, by the way, was the other boxer.
I would say
second
most famous boxer.
No,
I'd agree. Probably second most famous boxer. Yeah. My bad on that one.
That's quite all right. Well done. You're off to Wellfest.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Have a good time having fun with your friends today.
And enjoy your two jobs.
Thank you so much.
See you, Hannah.
Good luck.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Speaking of Katie Taylor, what are the chances of this Croke Park fight going ahead, lads?
I don't know.
What are we waiting for?
I saw something only recently saying that the talks are back in... going again.
Because there was talks as well that to put the full bill on to have Tyson Fury and AJ go on the same bill, like on the same night.
Yeah, there's a lot of hoo-ha because of the whole Man U Leeds game at Croke Park. And it's like, if that's happening, why can't?
Yeah.
And it's something to do with the promoter and Eddie Hearn not wanting to pay for Croke Park.
I think Eddie Hearn wants Katie Taylor at Croke Park. He represents her. Why wouldn't he want her at Croke Park?
Money.
Yeah, exactly. You'd make so much money at Croke Park.
Saying the Croke Park's too expensive, but apparently talks on Friday.
Okay,
there are talks on Friday. Okay, exciting. That would just be so good. Like, give her her Croke Park. Give it to her. She deserves it. Let's go. Morning, how are we?
Good morning. Sorry, big stretch there. I don't know if you saw, but it was really impressive.
Stretch. Oh. Did you see my Instagram story yesterday?
Which one?
Jacket boxing.
Oh, yeah, you forgot to pack his runners.
Yeah, so basically, Jack and I were due to go to a class in Sandyford yesterday evening, and he got delayed in work and was like, any chance if I just get the Lewis straight to Sandyford, will I just meet you there? And I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Would you just throw a few bits for boxing into a bag for me? And I was like, yeah, you know about it. Full disclosure, I had just woken up from a nap and I was half asleep. Anyway, grand, got all the bits organised, went off in the car. Jack runs off into the gym ahead of me to like change out of his work clothes in the bathroom. I get set up and start working with this girl in the class. And Jack walks out of the bathroom and just gives me eyes across the gym and like points down. And I'm like, oh crap, I forgot to pack him runners. So he did the whole boxing class.
Are they specific boxing runners or are they?
No, just anything. All he had like with him was his like hard brown work shoes.
Oh my God.
Like he'd have real office attire.
That's funny.
That we wouldn't have. Yeah, do you know what I mean? Yeah. Like he'd be in like those really hard shoes.
I know what you're talking about. I'm in a 3-piece suit right now.
You are in your hat. You're wearing your black hoodie. I love that hoodie. But yeah, totally different vibe to us completely. But you know what? It actually looks kind of cool. Do you ever think sometimes the gym, if it was socially acceptable to just wear your socks, not in the treadmill or whatever, but like you don't really need them for
weight. I hate, you know the way people, some people, you go into some people's houses and they instantly take off their shoes, they will all walk around their socks. I hate it.
I love that.
I hate it.
In Thailand, it's like absolute commonplace to take off your shoes going in everywhere you go, apart from like a 7-Eleven. But most places you have to take off your shoes just entering anywhere.
Really?
Like even if you're going into a clothes shop.
Do you know what's funny?
All the little shoes are like outside the
shop. It makes sense. You're walking in dirt all the time.
Yeah,
you
and then
shouldn't
you're bringing
bring it in.
It in.
Yeah. Totally makes sense.
Am I right in thinking that I see in like some places in Australia that people go barefoot, like even in like shopping centres?
I don't like bare feet. Like that's horrible. I just think of Verrucas and all.
I think people raw dog the shopping centre. Like, imagine going into the Jervis and so like people are just walking around with no shoes on.
I'm instantly, my feet are like curling up.
I always
at the
felt so rude if I took a step into somewhere in Thailand and they were like, sorry, please take off your shoes. But then other places it was okay. But like I remember I walked into a
boutique. How are you meant to know? Like
they just tell you. And you can kind of see, because if inside the business you see loads of flip flops and shoes lying out, you're like, okay, this must be somewhere you have to take off your shoes.
My God.
But it's so much cleaner.
Yeah. So this is the whole thing she said to Jack. It's just better for you. For now though, time to win you €1,000 on the Tricky 10 or potentially some tickets to see Florence and the Machine. I'll draw that again. Florence and the Machine.
I wish I could do that.
I'm never going to do that. I'm just going to keep calling them Florence and the Machine and let's move on from that.
Rachel's on to play this morning. What are you up to?
I'm just getting the kids ready here for school and then I'll head off to work.
And what do you do for work?
I work in solicitors.
You work in a solicitor's office. All right, busy yeah. woman this
busy
morning,
woman,
so Rachel.
But also, I believe, a bit of a nervous woman. You've been listening to this game and you didn't get on very well yesterday, did you not?
Yeah, I listened. I was going through the questions yesterday as well. I was here doing it and I got about 5 right, so not good enough.
Give yourself a little not good enough. You never know.
Yeah, no, your man done brilliant yesterday, so I just have to try and beat him now.
I know. Well, look, good on you.
Honestly, a score of 5 would really not be too bad at all, Rachel. I think you should be very happy if you get a 5, because some of them can be quite tough. Okay, so do you kind of average a 5, a score of 5, or?
Yeah, average of 5, I'd say.
Average of 5. All right, well, let's
nothing wrong with that.
Beat that average this morning. This is the Tricky 10. We're going to put 55 seconds on the clock and ask you 10 questions. Each answer is a number between 1 and 10 and will not repeat. We're only going to be able to accept your first answer. If you don't know the answer, make sure and give it a guess. As we said, if you top the leaderboard at the end of the week, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Florence and the Machine at Marley Park this summer. And if you answer all 10 questions correctly, if you double your average from 5 to 10, we'll give you €1,000 on the spot. John currently on top of the leaderboard, scoring 7 in 55 seconds. The best of luck, Rachel. We're rooting for you.
Thank Thanks.
You got this. Oh, you don't sound
confident at all. You sound all quiet and shy.
Come on. You got this. Say, I can do this to yourself.
I can do this.
Yeah, come on, Rachel.
Yeah, I can do this.
3, 2, 1. Let's start the clock. Fill in the blank of this Elvis Presley lyric. One for the money, what for the show?
Two.
How many goals were scored in the Bayern Munich Real Madrid match last night in total?
Two.
What number do you need to add to 9 to make 18?
9.
The word lunchbox contains how many letters?
8.
How many minutes are there in 600 seconds?
7.
Sandymount and Ball's Bridge are in which Dublin postal district?
Dublin 4.
How many times does the number 3 appear in Spin's phone number?
3 times.
Three times. Okay, how many inches are there in half a foot?
Jesus.
I wouldn't know either. Have a guess.
Half a foot.
What is the smallest denomination of euro banknote?
5.
Well done.
All right, Rachel, how do you think you did?
Oh, bad.
Do you think it's bad? What would be bad for you, out of interest? What's the score that you would not be happy with?
If I got less than 5.
If you got less than 5. All right, let's see how you got on.
0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Hey, a score of 5.
A score of 5.
Oh.
And we only got through 9 questions, so that's pretty good.
That's not bad at all.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad.
Yeah.
All right, Rachel, let's see how you got on with the ones you got wrong. How many goals were scored in the Bayern Munich Real Madrid match last night? The score was 4-3, so the answer was 7. You said 2. How many minutes are there in 600 seconds? You said 7, but the answer is 10. How many times does the number 3 appear in the Spin phone number? It's 087-711-1038. You said 3. The answer was just the 1. And how many inches are there in half a foot? Did you say 3 for this, or what did you say?
I said 30.
Oh, you said 30. Great. An answer in the Hall of Fame. The answer was just 6. All right, so a score of 5 out of 10, Rachel. Not too bad at all. It doesn't get you top of the leaderboard, unfortunately, but you can hold your head high.
Oh, cheers. Thanks very much.
Thanks. So nice to talk to you, Rachel. Have a good day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Callum has written on the sheet about the foot thing.
Mm.
A half a foot, 6 inches. Half a foot, half a subway.
A six inch.
So you can have a foot long or a 6 inch.
I've said it before and I say it again. I measure a lot of things in
based on subways. Foot-longs,
yeah, like I'm 5'7", so I'm 5 foot longs and a little bit more than a 6 inch.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're congrats, a small man. Congrats.
I'm a short king.
Would you like to play the tricky 10 tomorrow? You'd be more than welcome. You'd be more than welcome.
Come on in.
We're great.
We're lovely.
Tricky in a WhatsApp now to play on 087-711-1038. Here's BTS. Chaperone on Spin. Emma, Dave and Fiona, almost 20 past 8. Hello.
Less songs finishing with talking, please. I just can't stand it. Just finish the song the way songs...
It's hot in here. Hello.
Yeah, oh, Jesus, hot. Oh, isn't it awful warm in here? Shut up, Chapel.
Yeah, please. Boss,
just Chapel. Finish the song. What's the other one that does that? The DMTF...
Oh, it's
Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny's song, Chats
For
Away.
For 20 yeah. seconds, just... Blah, 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 blah. What are you talking about? Just finish the bloody song.
Are you good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Glad you got that off your chest.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me.
A new habit that Jack and I have formed that I think I need to try and stop doing because I think it's going to affect the rest of... If we do, hopefully, spend the rest of our lives together, this can't last.
Swinging.
This particular thing that started since we were on holiday. So I'll bring you back. On this one day in Thailand, we went on this boat tour that you were kind of going to go all around this island of Koh Tao. And the idea was that you'd stop in those places to swim at like really tropical fish.
I've never heard of Koh Tao before until you came back from Koh Tao and now it lives rent free in my head.
Have you looked it up on TikTok or anything?
I don't need to. You describe it every day for me.
Sorry. But yeah, loads of tropical fish, beautiful like coral, and there's an opportunity to swim with baby sharks.
It sounds amazing.
And there's an opportunity to swim with turtles. So there was 5 stops on the day on this boat. And as we went off, it was fab. The first stop was to swim with baby sharks. And I said, you know what? I know that they can't hurt me, but I'm grand.
Did
I'm
going to
chill here. What's the song? Baby shark.
What's the song?
No, right, okay. No, but Jack and loads of others went off swimming. And what I noticed from my viewpoint on the boat was that's not a quick swim. Like, the instructor or the guide is really putting them through their paces. Like, people were coming back exhausted from the amount they had to swim. Anyway, so stop number two, I got involved and I hopped off and we were trying to find this turtle. But the water was so choppy and quite scary. I jumped in and got loads of water in my mouth. We had the snorkels on and water went down the tube in my mouth.
No.
I actually took like a swallowed loads
it's
of water.
It's scary when that happens.
And I panicked. I was holding onto a tire on the side of the boat being like, Jack! And then
God, it's like, but throwback to Titanic.
I know, that's what I noticed when I was doing
Come
it.
Back.
I was like, where are
Come
you?
Back.
And I couldn't see because my goggles were fogged up. Anyway, bit of a disaster. But the instructor was gone way off. And as I said, the water was proper choppy. Trying to find this turtle, he was like, follow me this way.
Imagine how much of an ick it would be if Jack did that. If he jumped in and the water went down his thing and his goggles were fogged up. And you're like,
I kept singing it.
Why do girlfriends always do that? I bring Pippa swimming before on holidays and she jumps in, she freaks out. I'm like, why are you freaking out
for?
Scary. Just get back on the boat then.
No, I wanted to see the turtle. So I started swimming and I don't know. I can't remember the last time I swam that much. Do you know what I mean? Like, normally when you go on holidays or you're in a pool, you kind of just doss around and maybe do like a length in the pool. Ooh. And then you go off and do handstands. Whereas like, I haven't swam like that in so long that I was like, I got kind of scared, came back. Anyway, stop number three, same thing again. Loads of swimming, came back. Saw a turtle at one point, came back, was like, I'm pretty much done here.
Deadly.
But Jack at one point, he'd seen all the coral, he'd seen the fish, he'd seen the baby sharks, and he wants to see this other turtle on stop number five. Now, everyone was wrecked. There are people falling asleep on the boat from all the swimming. And you know, after swimming, you get so hungry.
Yes.
Everyone was starving and miserable and whatever. So anyway, Jack comes back from the final thing and he's wrecked. And we're kind of all ready to go home and we're like, are we finished now? And he was like, one more stop. And we were like, no. And then he was like, no, this one's just to watch the sunset. And we were like, right, Grant. So we pull into this cove and the sunset's amazing. Like, it's probably one of the most beautiful sunsets I've ever seen. Just the clearest of sky, the red hot sky.
The proper Thailand sunset.
Thailand sunset. People are just on
the
boat.
They look amazing.
At this point, people are getting cozy. Like, if there's friends, they're probably real cuddled up, like kind of tired after the day. And me and Jack are kind of cuddled up on this boat. And it's probably just one of the most romantic settings we've ever been in together as a couple.
That's cute.
And I feel like so in love because he saved me from the Titanic earlier in the day. And I was like, Jack, help me. And I'm just cuddled up into his shoulder. And I say, Jack, I love you so much. And he says, some amount of swimming today, wasn't it?
That's my boy. That's my boy. Never let them know how you feel.
As I was lying there, I didn't even react. I just went, what did you say? And he was like, oh yeah, sorry, love you too. So now, ever since that date, which is probably 3 weeks ago, if he's like, see, I love you, I'm like, yeah, go swimming today, see ya, bye.
That's a cute, good, I like that.
We haven't actually done like, I love you too, in weeks. Because if I go, oh, I love you, see you later, he's like, yeah, great swimming, see you later, yeah.
That's funny.
And it needs to go, but it's too much fun.
Yeah, I like that. That's a good, cute, like, thing to have with each other.
Yeah, and you'd love that, because it would mean you don't have to say I love you and
love
make yourself go, bleh.
Yeah.
You just love swimming. This is Spin. It's a cruel world, isn't it, Dave?
Mm-hmm. A very, very cruel world. It's the girly quiz, makeup, hands and tears. How will Dave do? Will he need you? Come on, ladies, let's get quizzy.
Welcome on in to the girly quiz once a week.
A cruel, cruel world.
Dave is tested on all things girly. He learns a thing or two about women on a weekly basis. And I think he doesn't give himself enough credit. He's learned quite a lot over the last few years. And I think it's far superior in terms of girly knowledge than the average lad. But then, hey, we're all learning every week. So maybe if you're a lad, you're learning loads as well. He's got three questions to get through. Get them all correct to win the week. He's got two lifelines. And one, is his phone a female? Casey is there for you this morning, Dave.
Morning, Casey. How are you?
Morning. How
are
you?
You listen to the girly quiz, do you?
Yeah.
Okay, well then you know what question I'm going to ask you, don't you?
No.
Okay, my question is always to the phone a female. What is it that your expertise lie when it comes to females? Is it health, beauty, body parts?
I'd say beauty more than anything.
Beauty, Casey. All right, thank you. If there's a beauty question, I will come to you. But how are you with most girly things? Like, you're pretty up to date on most health things and whatever.
Yeah, I will be. Like, well, hopefully.
When the girly quiz is on, do you get it? Do you know all the questions?
Most of the time, yeah.
Savage.
Good
Perfect.
Stuff.
That's all we need to know.
Also, just to mention, if there's little ears in the car, sometimes we can get into uncharted waters when it comes to answers and things like that as well. So just bear that in mind. We should be fairly safe today, but maybe finger on the dial in case something comes up you don't want to be having chats with your five-year-old.
Fair.
Okay.
And as always, I always say, if you're a kid in the car whose parents are cool enough to let them listen to the girly quiz, don't you dare ask them questions.
We crack it on, and at the moment we have 5 losses and 3 wins
That's
in 2026.
Bad.
The odds are against you at the moment. Question number one on the girly quiz this week, David Hammond. What is the name of Charlotte Tilbury's best-selling lipstick shade or range? It's very viral. Charlotte Tilbury's best-selling lipstick shade.
Charlotte Tilbury.
Yeah, American. Mua.
Is she the one with the red hair?
No, I think you're thinking of the Irish girl who was Cash Beauty.
No, I'm thinking of someone else who does other makeup things. And I think she's a bit of an older woman.
Okay.
I don't know where she works. I can't remember or what her business is. Charlotte Tilbury. What is it? A red lipstick?
Not necessarily red, but it's just a lipstick shade. It's kind of a range of lipsticks. It's very popular.
I honestly would have thought it would just be Charlotte Tilbury. Mac by Charlotte Tilbury or something like that. That's two companies, isn't it? Charlotte Tilbury and Mac are two.
Lippy, rival brands.
Lippy by Charlotte Tilbury. Give me it again one more time.
What is the name of Charlotte Tilbury's best-selling lipstick shade or range? It's like a company.
Lipstick or range? No, I don't know. I haven't a clue. I would say Lippy or something like that, but maybe that's not it. I'm going to bring in Casey. She says she knows
beauty
all things beauty.
Thing, yeah.
I'm going to think. Casey, first of all, before I ask you the question, who am I thinking of? The other makeup artist, the kind of an older woman, and I think she's in Brent Thomas as well.
Oh, I'm not actually sure.
Oh, God, who am I thinking of? That's
It'll come to you in
will.
Time.
All right, 30 seconds on the clock, Casey. What is the most popular shade or collection from Charlotte Tilbury in terms of lipstick?
I think it's called Pillow Talk. I'm not 100% sure, though.
Pillow Talk.
Yeah.
So that would be the most famous brand. Are you... How sure are you?
I don't know. I'm not confident, but I think it is Pillow Talk.
Why are you saying Pillow Talk if you're not confident? Just asking.
I don't actually know. I don't actually know why.
Okay.
And is that a shade of lipstick?
It is, like, Charlotte Tilbury, that's what I think of.
Okay.
When you think of Charlotte Tilbury, that's what you think of. Okay.
Yeah, that'd be one of the things.
Casey, I'm going to do something, and I don't want you to hate me for it, but what I'm going to do is I'm not going to take your answer, because I don't think you're confident on it, and I don't think Emma thinks it's that either. Just from Emma's reactions. She's now looking away from me. So what I'm going to do, Casey, is I'm going to 50-50 it.
Oh.
I'm going to simplify it.
Okay.
Two simplifies on the one thing. Now, if one of them options is Pillow Talk, I can only apologise, Casey.
What is the name of Charlotte Tilbury's best-selling lipstick shade or range? In simplify mode, is it A, Silk Science? Is it B, Pillow Talk?
No! 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 It's Pillow Talk, final answer.
Yay!
How dare you react that way? How dare you react that way to Casey? I cannot believe you did that. You were like, why are you thinking that, Casey?
I was trying
How
to help
dare you.
You? I was trying to help
How
you.
How dare you?
I was trying to help you.
You I'm did the opposite.
Just going to step in on the fights here. WhatsApp is hopping because, Dave, the person who you are describing with the red hair and the older person is Charlotte Tilbury.
Is
Everyone
it her?
Is saying that Dave is describing the right person. She's in her 50s
yes.
and
yeah,
very
yeah, it is
kind
her.
Of red.
Yeah, it's successful businesswoman.
Yeah,
yeah
very
yeah.
successful.
It is
cool.
her. Casey, I'm so sorry. I should have went with you.
That's
Emma put me off.
I got it right anyway.
You did get it right.
I did not put you off. I was
087-711-103. Can you see why I was put off by Emma there? I think that's fair.
I was trying to get more like confirmation on it as to why.
Casey, you have won yourself a €100 Just Eat voucher, and my utmost confidence going forward. I can only apologise for not going with your answer. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
See you, Casey. Thanks, Emil. Okay, we crack on. No lifelines left. Through no fault of mine.
Totally your fault.
We're going back to complete basics on this girly quiz question for question number 2. Dave, please name the organ that sheds its lining during a period.
No. I don't want it. I refuse until I get an apology.
Callum, did I put him off there at all?
I'm not going to weigh in on this.
What is the question?
Just name the organ that sheds its lining during a period.
The vagina. Is that an organ? That's an organ, isn't it? Shreds its lining.
So what's a period? Where's it coming from?
It comes out of the... come on. I don't know, because Callum's rushing me and I don't know. The answer is your uterus.
Well done.
Yes.
Okay, very good. We move on to question number 3. Dave, in lingerie, what purpose do suspenders have?
How many do you need?
I just need one, really, but there is only one purpose.
One, they look good. Two, they connect to the, I want to say, underwear. So to help keep them up. Help keep your stockings up. Yeah.
You feeling better now? Are you stopped whinging now?
I'm really good at this.
What a way to turn it all around, eh?
Oh my God.
I'm just going to go through what people are saying in terms of Emma putting...
Just for you listening, the energy has really changed in the room here. Really, really changed. Mm. It's dipped.
So
ever since I threw a tantrum. If I keep doing this, we might not have to ever do a girly quiz again.
So Vanessa has said, in fairness, Dave, Emma usually helps you by accident in the girly quiz by steering you in the right direction
Didn't do that this time.
I think maybe because you went the opposite way.
I think what I was doing was Casey was very unsure and I was trying to be like, yeah, but that's synonymous with the brand, right? Like, why would you have that in your mind otherwise? I was trying to be like, you're right, you know. Anyway,
Jenny has said yes, she did put Dave off, made me doubt Casey's answer. And Annette said, I was screaming uterus at the radio. I think Dave heard.
Thank you, I did.
It's Harry Styles and American Girls. Is Zoe Kravitz, is she an American girl? I guess she is, isn't she? I need to double check that. But they seem like they're...
I don't think she's the one Harry Styles is singing about, though.
You don't think so?
Oh, is it?
Well, I mean, they've been together for ages.
Him and Zoe Kravitz?
Yeah.
I know nothing about pop culture, honestly.
They've been dating for, I'd say, a year, maybe 2 years now.
I thought she was an actor. I've got the complete wrong person here.
Go on, who did you think?
I was thinking it was your one from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, yeah, no. Zoe Kravitz was in that horrible TV show, The Idol?
Yes.
I'm thinking of Zoe Saldana.
You're thinking of Zoe Saldana. You're thinking of The Idol with Weekend, wasn't it? Yeah. Anyway, yeah, they're getting fairly serious. Yeah,
I just Googled Zoe Kravitz and Harry Styles. Now it's done the Google kind of AI overview where it amalgamates a load of articles. Yeah. But it says, as of early 2026, Harry and Zoe are reportedly in a serious relationship.
I just Googled herself and just a photo of her and Harry came up.
They're in love.
And how did I not know this? I feel like I'm so offline.
Because you remember when he was with what's the girl who? Oh, she was the director.
He was in
Dublin with her, walking around the streets.
Was it Olivia?
Yeah, something like that. She went to drama school in Dublin, didn't she? And we were all obsessed. She was the director of that movie, which was his movie
with Phoebe Bridgers.
Olivia Wilde.
And they were together years, and then they broke up. He likes someone a little bit more mature. Like Zoe Kravitz gives me just a few years older than
37.
Yeah. She's absolutely fab. But yeah, there you go. That's what he's at these days.
Fiona in the morning.
Hello, how are you?
Good morning. What's going on?
Callum, I saw on Instagram you were absolutely flat out cleaning yesterday.
Yeah, you did a piece to camera. Talked to the camera. You never do that. Shout out your Instagram.
It's at Callum Farmer, CALLUM. So
do you think Irish people are ticked that they can't spell Callum?
There are people message and they call me C-A-L-U-M, so I just have to be
calm.
Some people also think I'm called Colum.
I worked with someone before who had two R's in their name for Gary, and I found that weird. You know, Gary, G-A-R-R-Y.
Gary.
My mum is coming over from the United Kingdom on Monday. She's staying with me for a couple of days.
She's staying for longer than a couple of days. You told us
Monday to Saturday.
That's nuts.
Basically a week. But when my mum comes around, the place has to be spotless.
Of course. It's all the passive aggressive parents.
Yeah, like she'll be crawling on the floor to see if there's a speck of dust.
I always think of that scene in Mary Poppins, you know, where she has the kids, like she checks the top of the counters with her finger for any dust. That's what my mum would be like.
So I gave the bathroom a deep
clean. Just to catch it out, like.
Yeah. Gave the bathroom a deep clean yesterday. It's one of my favourite tasks. I love getting on my hands and knees and having a bit of a scrub.
Are you being sarcastic?
No, I love it. I love a bathroom deep clean.
I like it when I'm in the middle of it, but the thought of it honestly makes me want to die.
Yeah, so I have one of these showers, and I've lived in my apartment for nearly 5 years. I have one of these showers that is kind of, it's a tray, and there's a very small drain in the middle of it, and it captures it, and it doesn't look like there's much place for the water to go. And every now and again, I have to use a bit of sink and drain unblocker because it kind of clogs up and the water backs up. Yesterday, I was kind of picking some of the bits out of the drain and then realised I can actually take the drain cover off and do a full deep clean. The gunk that I pulled out, 5 years worth of hair and shampoo and shower gel all built up into this. It was the best feeling in my life picking this out. There was no smell. Someone on my Instagram, when I put this story up yesterday, being like, Callum, this is disgusting. I didn't show the goo.
So there's a certain amount of the drain that you can get at, but then there's obviously an access point down to like the pipe.
Yeah,
that's what you discovered.
I was able to pull it out and it was...
Did you put drain cleaner in it?
No, I just pulled. Pulled and pulled. It was like one of those magician sleeves when they keep on pulling out the tissues and the different coloured tissues. Honestly, take your drain cover off your shower today and have a go at it.
And then did you have a nice shower and did the water just drain so seamlessly?
This morning shower was unbelievable. Oh. It's like I moved back into the apartment.
I feel sick.
I'm so happy for you, man.
Emma, Dave and Fiona are on Spin.
Your number one hit music station.
Recharged.
A very different gig than Olivia Dean was Youngblood last night at the 3 Arena.
Oh, he's so cool.
He is so cool. I went on my own. I think it was my very first gig that I've ever been to on my own, which felt a little bit scary at the time because I was like walking.
It's a bit intimidating.
Yeah, I was walking in and I was just like, oh God, I'm...
And you know what? Maybe a little bit more intimidating. Like, no offense, obviously, great crowd of people, but like, they're ready to rock on. Not like a nice chilled gig.
Interesting thing about this gig: there was 7-year-olds and there was 70-year-olds.
Amazing!
Like, it was such a range; it was unbelievable. Like, people are just kind of rockers, no matter what age they are. I think they're just born that way. Mm. They're born cool. But it was really cool. I had seated tickets, and I thought for some reason it'd be worse to be sitting on your own than to be standing on your own, because at least if you're standing on your own you can go down to the back, stuff like that, you know what I mean, have a drink or whatever. But I asked your man, I was like, any chance? And he was like, no, it's sold out. Then I tried to walk towards standing and then he shouted at me, so I was like, okay. So I walked back.
How was the sitting experience?
The sitting experience was fantastic, because even though it was based, the gig was basically sold out, but there was still some seats available.
Okay.
And the seats that were available were one beside me to the right of me and one beside me to the left of me. So I got to just relax, and I was at the barrier as well, so I was really, really excited. I was so, so buzzing.
That's an amazing seat.
Yeah, it was unreal. Yeah. It was really, really cool. And
what was it like? Was it just that you asked me yesterday and Pippa had no interest, but just
I think after bringing I brought Pippa to Machine Gun Kelly, and that was enough punk for her for one lifetime.
Fair
I think. So then when I was kind of said to her, listen, Machine Gun Kelly is kind of pop punk. Youngblood is kind of pop punk as well, but he's a lot more punky than Machine Gun Kelly would be. Do you know what I mean? I was surprised at how many people were at the 3 Arena last night. I was really, really surprised. And honestly, like, gladly surprised. It was so, so cool to see. What a show. Like, I cannot describe to you the level of energy this man puts into his performance. It's absolutely insane. From the first song all the way to the last song, he is running along. He must have done a marathon on stage. It was insane. He's pumping sweat at 100% of the time. And I asked yesterday on the podcast, I said, how long into the concert do you think that Youngblood will take off his top? It was one song. He did it after about 30 seconds.
Yeah. Probably just too hot.
I imagine so.
Yeah.
It was just a really, really cool gig. He brought up this guy on stage. I think your man said he was from Drogheda. And he had a sign in the crowd. It was basically like, let me play the guitar for Fleabag.
Okay.
And Youngblood was like, right, go on. Are you actually good though? Because obviously this happens a lot in concerts. Yeah, yeah. But they're like, let me play, and they can't play. So he got your man up on stage, and he did the entire. So Youngblood was like, oh, we'll do like a couple of seconds of it, and be like, oh yeah, you're really good, I'll play. But then your man kept going. Youngblood was like, we might actually just do the entire song.
Yeah.
And so they did the entire song. It was so good.
That's
and your
class.
Man just obviously has a memory then for the rest of his life.
I love artists who actually, you know, because so many of the gigs I don't think there's ever been a gig that I've been to where someone from the audience has been brought up in a situation like the Three Arena or something. It's a really cool and brave thing for the artist to do because you don't know what you're getting.
I was watching Youngblood do things and I was like, I bet the Three Arena staff hate him.
Why?
Because he was like, get up on your seats and like jump, and like he was like, get up on shoulders and do this and that and the other. It was like a proper like Ozzy Osbourne type,
yeah,
you know, rock show. At one point he did get into the crowd and just stood, so he was like, oh, hold me up or whatever. So it's really interesting to see all these people holding up his legs as he's almost like a cheerleader at the top of a pyramid or whatever. They were all holding him while he did a song in the middle of the crowd while standing on like shoulders and people holding
him
up.
Even the breath work for that is so hard to understand. You know?
I don't understand how the breath work works.
Callum.
We got a message in there on WhatsApp from Laura saying that she went with her daughter last night. Didn't say how old her daughter was, but she said it was the best concert that she's ever been to.
Yeah.
She said then the flames and then the buzz. So I'm guessing they're not the support acts. The buzz is obviously the buzz of the crowd.
Yes.
And then there was a lot of pyro.
Yeah, there was a serious amount of pyro. The point of, like, I've only ever seen that amount of pyro at a Leinster game. Do you know what I mean? Where they do the light show.
You don't really get it much on an indoor gig.
Yeah, it was savage.
I saw him at Vicar Street years ago, my friend, and I swatted up on him loads after. Do you only see an artist that you don't really know very well, and then you go to a gig and you're so impressed, and then you start Googling them and looking them up and being
classic
a freak.
Classic Emma move.
Yeah. Classic me. Like, what's their star sign? Who are they most compatible with? Would we ever work as a couple? No, but he just seems like an amazing person as well.
He is
like
great.
Sound.
He's really, really cool. I really, really like him. But the only thing is that when you have, like, Youngblood has been around for a while, he has so many songs. He didn't play my favourite song, which obviously, because it was from albums ago. Do you know what I mean? Obviously, he's not going to play it. But I hate going to see an artist like that because I'm like, I wish all gigs would just be best of. So, like, for example, I'm going to Charlie Puth in the summer, which is very difficult. Very different. Yeah. My music taste really changes, or just is very different and whatever. But Charlie Puth, I know he's going to sing about his new album, and I haven't listened to the new album. I just want the hits.
I know. I was
so
like that.
I wish that all artists would just play the hits.
I was like that with the first 20 minutes of Justin Bieber's Coachella set. I was like, I didn't listen to Swag Part 2.
Oh, I didn't either.
Yeah,
I wouldn't have had a breeze.
Very quick pop quiz. Youngblood's first name.
Yeah, Adam? No, it's Rory or something.
Dominic.
I did not know that. I would not.
Dominic.
What age is he these days?
He was born in 1997, so he's 28.
Oh my God, he's such a great guy.
Good old Dominic.
Dave and producer Callum.
Hello.
Off the top of your heads, what do you think is the longest flight you've both taken in your time?
I went to Dubai and it was 7 hours and it was unreal.
Okay.
You had the two seats when you fly Emirates, is like there's two seats on the corner or like kind of down towards the very, very back of the plane. And we just sat there and vibed. It was great. And I remember being like, oh, can I have like a menu? And they were like, well, we're going to be serving dinner. And I was like, yeah, but can I have like sweets or something? And they were like, well, we're going to be serving dinner. So they gave me a bag of pretzels.
It's always pretzels.
I didn't know you got a meal on the flight. Like, I was like, what do you mean? I was like, can I not just have a Coke?
I asked for more bread on my flight to Thailand and she said no. I was like, come on. We're here for like 11 hours. Sorry, go on.
My longest is to Orlando, 9.5.
Okay, that's long. Yeah. So the
and
longest...
you're already excited to be going as well. You just want the 9.5 to...
Yeah,
Orlando,
go.
Florida is longer to get to than... is 11 hours. How long is it to get to LA?
It's about 11.5 to LA. It's 9.5 for Florida.
Wow. Maybe 11. Maybe LA.
11 then. Well, yeah, just my longest was Thailand. Had the 2 hours to Amsterdam and then 11.5 down to Bangkok from there. So yeah, it was pretty long. But there's a new exciting development in the aviation industry.
Emma's reading an article from 1999. It's about Concorde.
This is called the Qantas Project Sunrise for long-haul flights. And the goal is non-stop routes from Sydney to London and New York. So the idea is this will be a consecutive, for the first time in history, 22-hour straight flight.
Oh my God. With no interchange.
No up and down. Just that plane
from where
22
to where?
Hours. So they're saying from Sydney to London and New York.
That's Savage.
Unbelievable. It's under construction at the moment in Toulouse in France. I actually think I know a girl who works there, an ex of mine's sister.
It's nuts that you can take 22 hours and still not be at your destination. Like, that's nuts.
I know, on a flight.
On a flight.
Yeah, yeah, totally. But at the same time, quicker than if you have to stop over and wait 3 or 4 hours to get in the second flight or whatever. So they're hoping that the first aircraft delivery will be like out and ready for operation and inspection in late this year. And then the commercial flights available in early 2027. So if you're in London and you, have a daughter or a friend in Sydney, one flight, like on this and off this, and you're there, which is just wild.
It is crazy. Yeah. Have you ever been on a flight, say maybe like somewhere to Tenerife or something? You get on the plane and you see like maybe a bug or a fly on the plane.
Yeah.
Like, that's cool. On the flight.
You have no idea
where you're going.
I was thinking that with there was a frog actually that jumped on our minibus one day in Thailand and the driver stopped to let him off. And I was like, oh, I think, what a frog. We should not bring him home. He's probably looking for his missus. Like, he's probably on a lily pad. He's just on the side of a motorway now. That's lousy.
And boom, you're in a new town. Like.
Yeah, totally. They will have all the standard stuff, the economy, the premium economy and the business and the first. I think if I was to do this, I'd spend more than, what did I go, lower than economy last time?
Yeah, it's somehow impossible. I thought it was impossible to do with Emma.
Think of all the movies you'll get through on the screen.
Think of all the sleep you'd get. That's what I'd be thinking.
I don't think she gets a screen if she's less than economy.
They do have a well-being zone on this plane, which is important for like moving, because obviously, you know what, like...
It's a gym.
It's not quite a gym. They're calling it a moving space where they just have extra space in the plane for people to go and do laps or something of like a square.
That's a great idea. Like, I would spend my entirety of the time there.
But it's I always get into my head about it because one of the big side effects of the contraceptive pill are blood clots. They say that all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That like they were like, really watch out for blood clots. Mad dangerous. But when I was on the 11-hour flight, I just kept being like, come on, legs.
Oh, yeah. The
don't go clotting up on me.
Yeah, that's not good at all.
Puppy feet.
That's the one thing that, like, what's his name? Michael O'Leary, when he decided, he wanted to do, like, standing on planes for, like, if it's, like, a 2-hour flight or 3-hour flight. And I was like, why can't this be a thing? I would much rather stand on a plane.
Would you?
Much rather.
Standing for 2 hours.
Then sit. 100% on a plane.
I've done 45 minutes stood up on a Dublin bus before.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm talking about.
No, I
would
it.
Much prefer to stand on a plane than sit in the middle aisle.
Would you watch a movie standing up like?
Yeah, just be on my phone.
I suppose.
Yeah, be happy.
Yeah, I suppose. Just looking at the other flights in the world, I suppose, so far that are the longest as it stands before this 22-hour comes in. You can go New York to Singapore at the moment, 18 hours and 50 minutes direct. 15 minutes. Auckland in New Zealand to New York as well, 17 hours, 50 minutes. And down in Australia again, you can go Perth to London in 17 hours and 20 minutes. There's loads, but 18 hours, 50, up to 22 hours happening. In
Perth to London. So where is Perth in Australia? Is it on the left side of Australia or is it on the right side?
I'd have to Google.
I think it's on the left side. I think it's bottom left.
It's the other side. Because, again, so Australia is one of those places that's massive.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. So if they go from London, do they fly right to get to Perth and then left to get to Sydney? Or do they go the same flight plan?
Yeah,
do you know what I mean?
Perth is on the left side of Australia. So I would say that they go up the flight path, would be like past India and everything, and then through that way.
But if they wanted to go to Sydney, would they go over America?
Yeah, over America, maybe. It's mad that you can go both ways.
It is mad. Left or right, lads, what do you want to do? Imagine, you know that game we used to play when we were younger?
Left or right. Indicators on a plane.
Yeah.
Up in the air. It's like, right, which way we go?
I don't know,
maps are saying this way.
When we were bored as teenagers driving, we used to play hide and seek in our local town in cars. So like three of us would play and one of us would be on. So like they'd just park up in random spots around the town. You'd go try to find them. Mm. Then the other game we used to play was like left or right, just where we end up tonight. If we just go left or right. Imagine that.
I like
flight.
That. That's
it's
a fun
such
game.
A great flex to be like, where did we go today, guys?
Spin. Introduce me to Olivia Dean.
It's Olivia Dean.
Okay, you did hear her on the show in the last few minutes. It's time to make that call back. In case you don't know what's going on, maybe you haven't been with us across this week, where have you been? Well, make sure to listen up if you love Olivia Dean, because this is your chance to get to her sold out gigs.
Yeah, the demand for these gigs was absolutely insane. She was upgraded from two nights at Fairview Park to Marley Park. Those gigs have sold out as well, but we have the last pair of tickets. We want to get you to that gig. If you're a winner, you will bag those tickets. All thanks to Universal Music Ireland. But we're not stopping there. Spin have decided to sprinkle a little fairy dust and upgrade that prize. We're going to sort you out with two nights in a 4-star Dublin hotel, a pre-gig meal at Sophie's. We're going to pamper you before the gig as well, apparently. Shuttle you to Marley Park with a luxury chauffeur. And if that wasn't enough, we're going to throw in €200 cash as well.
So nice. This could be such an experience this summer for you and a friend. You were listening out, as we say, for Olivia to pop up, and then you were messaging in the word Olivia. The other side of that was, we told you, if we call you back, there is a particular way you have to answer the phone. We're not allowed to repeat that at this point. So if this is your phone ringing, we hope you've been listening and you know what you need to
do. Even if you think it's the bank.
Come on.
And I need those tickets.
Way! Yeah. One and done.
Well done, Amanda. Congratulations, you are on that standby list.
That's great, thank you.
Were you dying to get tickets to this? Did you try with the Ticketmaster queues or are you just winging it now?
No, I didn't even bother because I knew I would get them. And I'm delighted.
I wish I did that, Amanda. I tried to get them so much and I didn't and I was so disappointed. I should have just entered a radio competition.
You're on that standby list and if you get the call tomorrow week, just after 11, answer the phone the exact same way you just did and you will be absolutely sorted.
Great, thank you.
Good luck, Amanda. Have a great day.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So the call happening, the big call for the winner tomorrow week. Answer again with Man, I Need Those Tickets and win the whole prize.